Hello, bonsoir. This is Tracy Holloway and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast and welcome. It's lovely to see so many new people arriving to join this family of light on this special evening. And so lovely, as always, to see those of you that come back time and time again. And you know from experiencing these transmissions together over and over, how strong they become, how more super empowered you feel, how greater the connection is between you and your fellow sisters and brothers across the globe. There are so many of you tuning in for this special broadcast, and I am absolutely delighted to be sharing this time with you. Whilst you get settled and get comfortable and ready to take this journey into light at this special time, let me just tell you a couple of things that are going on. Do you remember, for some of you that were listening at the last broadcast, I was sharing with you that through the night, the foundations, the concrete of the house that we're building was all being laid and put in place. And the broadcast was going out whilst that was going on. And I know all of the positive energy that you all poured into the space at that time with your loving thoughts and positive feelings really, really helped the process. And tomorrow, the wood for the frame of the house is arriving, ready to be erected. And so it's an exciting time. And it's a time to be pondering about how your own foundations are doing. You know, on a metaphorical level, how are you feeling about the foundation, the base, the roots of your own life at this time of great change? Because you are laying a new foundation. Maybe some of you are doing it very physically in the same way that Seb and I are at the moment. The new foundation about who you really are as you let go more and more of everything that you're not. And what you're building on that new foundation and how that's going. And you can just have a think about that for a moment. Just allow yourself to have a moment to ponder. At this special new moon time with last night's new moon energy, just gracing us with her light and presence as we start to move into this new phase now, we can start to see what is being built. What are the intentions here? What is it that you really want to construct in your new world, the new world that you're sharing with others as we build something strong together based on love, on unity, integrity, joy, gratitude? What is it that you're feeling so grateful for? How is it that you're putting all of those different things in place that you know will sustain you to be more open, to feel more free, more able to express yourself, to allow your true essence to shine? We're building a new world, bit by bit, moment by moment. And every single one, every single person has a role to play in this great reconstruction. Now it takes time to deconstruct all that was there before. It's been a very painful process for many people. And along the way, it can start to make you wonder what it's all about. As you start to let go more and more of that which you had invested so much in previously. Perhaps all that you knew. perhaps that which you believed to be true. And then gently, bit by bit, as you reevaluate all of those different areas of your life, all of those different aspects of your being, can start to discard that which no longer serves you. It can take time, and you have all the time you need. There really is no rush and hurry. You can just allow the energy of this time to gently empower you to know what to let go of and when to let go of it, and to trust that flow, as there will be so many opportunities to free yourself from all the restrictions, all the baggage, all the headaches and the hardship of the past. As that old world falls away, the old world that was personal to you, and the old world that we've collectively shared, that's held everything so tight and rigid for so long. But as these powerful new waves of energy come through, it's like melting all that was so strong before, melting it away. You can start to see this powerful energy working with you in those small areas, as well as those really big areas of your life. You can let go as much as you feel to, as much as you want to. And you can hold on and resist too, that's okay. It's part of what's happening right now, and you're not alone in that. It's good to no longer beat up on yourself when you are holding on so tight, resisting so much, rejecting all that's wonderful and light and amazing within you. It's good to forgive yourself for all the pain that you inflict on yourself with your thoughts and your feelings and your doubts and your worries. And the more empowered you become, and the more you forgive yourself and others, the past, the more you'll start to trust these new energies as your heart opens more and more to them. The new empowered heart frequency, bringing you to a new level of awareness within yourself. A level that will help you to see and feel so much more than ever before. As you see with new eyes. As you see from a new perspective. As you see just what it is that you need to do to allow yourself to be true to you. As you move beyond the fear and the fakery, the self-doubt, the delusions, and instead you awaken, awakening in truth to that awesome power. It's always been there. The density of the old world, the framework that we were born into, was so heavy for a while. It was hard to really sense and allow the awakened heart to flow and light the way for us. But as the new energies are coming in stronger now than ever before, it becomes inevitable that all that density can no longer hold you back, as it's melted away and the raising of your own personal vibration in coherence with the rise of your own vibration with the collective changes that are going on right now. There's so many personal and planetary changes that really it's easier to change than it is to resist. The only thing that gets in the way is fear, and we all know that. And the fears used to seem so much bigger than they are right now. Or perhaps it's not that they're bigger, but perhaps we just see them for what they are. And we've surmounted so many that we know that just by giving that little bit of extra trust, that little bit more openness to receiving the greatness of our own guiding intuitive intelligence, that we can actually move beyond any fears. Not only is it about to get much easier, the energies are there to serve, to enable, to allow and to gift you with that opportunity to align more fully with your true empowered heart than ever before. The ability to see, to sense, to feel will become so much stronger. Everything becomes clearer and more obvious. Though there may be for a time a sense of uncertainty, when you're really not sure which way to go, what decision to make, what you're meant to be doing, who you're meant to be doing it with, how to take the next step. And that's okay. That uncertainty is also part of the evolutionary process at this time. And when you need to know exactly what to do, that inner guidance will come through for you. And sometimes the uncertainty is there because it isn't quite the right time to take that step or make that decision or move forward. Sometimes it's about just being in that space of uncertainty and accepting that, but feeling comfortable, trusting, allowing that. Uncertainty doesn't mean that there's something wrong. Doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. You're not meant to know everything all of the time. But it's nice to be able to know what you need to know when you need to know it. And that's the beauty of your true intuitive guiding wisdom. It'll always be there. Whenever you need it, whenever it's the time to be shown, to see, to know, and the guidance will come through for you. Just be. Be as present as you can be. Spend less time in your mind worrying about the future, worrying about the past. And instead, anchor yourself fully in the present moment. The more grounded you become now, the more in service you are. Anchoring your physicality to this beautiful planet. Anchoring yourself to your solid foundation, whatever you decide that to be. wherever you choose it to be. And it can be in many places at once. But wherever you're present, you're aligning light energy transmission from your starseed self right to the heart of this beautiful planet, aligning it with the galactic center, bringing everything together as one. So simple, so beautiful, so pure. All you have to do is be at one with yourself, and everything else moves beautifully into alignment with you. When you're centered in your own heart, you're at the center, the heart of everything. Your connections with one another grow stronger from this place. It's a timeless place, beautiful place. Space where you can share the new frequencies, allow them to emanate out into your life and to the lives of those around you, just by being present, accessing the transmission, the frequency of these new energies and grounding them in full. What greater gift or blessing can you be to the world at this time than a transmitter and receiver of light energy transmission, by being the beautiful person that you came here to be, without rejection, without resistance, without denial, without faking it, without losing it, just by allowing it, free from judgment, free from criticism, just in a pure acknowledgement of what it truly means to be free, to be the space through which love and gratitude, integrity can flow, washing like a wave of beautiful energy across this planet, deep into her heart and out into the cosmos, amplified through your intention to be all that you came here to be. Before we go any further through our journey at this time, you might want to settle a little bit more deeply, get a little bit more comfortable. If you haven't closed your eyes already, then this might be the time to do so. Between now, as this new moon energy starts to light the way for our journey towards this very powerful full moon, we will be gently guided to gather in light. We'll be gathering at this time, and at the full moon we'll be gathering in Karnak at the sacred site there, where we will be activating the gateway. Now, many of you are going to be tuning into that. Some of you are there with me physically. You'll be anchoring the energy there physically. Whereas I know many, many more of you are ready to take your place as multidimensional beings working in the light to help activate the land, to enable the new frequency to penetrate more deeply into the psyche, into the physicality, into the planet, into consciousness, and into our creation of a new world that's coming into being gently, bit by bit, moment by moment, as you allow it to move through you more gracefully, more easily. And so, with so many of you being called to take your place, it's an honour and a privilege to be with you on this journey. So many of you star seeds that are planting that special light in this planet's heart so that she can remember and be remembered. So is the consciousness that surrounds her and drives her and elevates her through the ascension is awakened to a new level where the heart of all can be remembered in full. And the frequency emanates out so that even those that are not quite ready to see, to feel, to sense, to know, can start to feel the iciness of the constructs that are holding their illusory world together, to allow this powerful energy to start to wash that away for them so that they too can have their hearts, minds, eyes, sense of self in fullness opened to all that is and be awakened to. Relaxing back now, taking a moment just to allow the energy transmission to wash over you completely. You can feel that wave surrounding you, touching you. As you breathe, you can breathe it in. Breathe it deep into your lungs. Allow it to oxygenate your blood and fill your body physically with this amazing transmission of love, of light, of power, of purpose. All around you, travelling deep within you, you can soak it up. If you were to see your skin under a microscope right now, you would see every tiny molecule like a little flower opening up. Billions of tiny, tiny flowers, ready to receive the energy transmission that they were born to receive, that they waited to receive. Each tiny flower opening in gratitude, knowing that it's time to receive. To receive the energy fully, opening more fully than ever before. Heart says yes, allow, receive, you're worth it, just believe, be free to allow yourself to receive this energy transmission, not just now, but always. Allow it to be the energy that supports you moment by moment, day by day, in all that you do, in every way. It's always available to you. Soak it up. Surrender. There is no greater light than the light of your own true power and purpose emanating from you, surrounding you, supporting you, your life force, connected to everything, everywhere. Your life force being forever energized. Receive that energy from the top of your head to the very tips of your toes. See it. See the sparks of light moving around, sparkling bright, activating you physically so that every organ of your body, every system is receiving everything that it requires at this time to fully align . Your body intuitively knows exactly what to do, knows exactly how to receive this light energy transmission. The more you relax, the more you receive, and the more you receive, the more you breathe so deeply into the oneness, into the unity, into the celebration. The celebration of life throughout this planet, throughout the cosmos. The life and light that is everywhere is being breathed into the very heart of you, energizing you, reminding you how very powerful you are, how potent, how resourceful, how courageous. You are the child of light. And you are awakening. You are the child of light remembering. You are the child of light embracing all that you are. All that you've ever been. All that you're becoming. All that is available to you in every moment of presence, as you breathe, awaken to the power that you have within you. To transcend all limitation, to be born again free in each moment, to be born purposeful, to be born without fear, to be born without limitations, to be born in absolute truth, so that everything that is true resonates fully within you. And everything that you create around you is based on this truth, a truth that's in alignment with all the true purposeful power of this great cosmos, energizing you, reminding you as it embraces you, nurtures you, holds you in this beautiful loving light and says it's okay. You can let go now. You can relax now. You're guided. All you have to do is breathe, to be present and able to receive, to be held in light, loved in full, to awaken the dream within you, the purpose of this life, the purpose of being, the purpose of you, the you of you, the you that came to shine, to be true to who you are, in celebration of all light everywhere. Allow this light to hold you, to nourish you, to receive you. Let yourself be known fully by this light. This light knows you more than you can imagine. Knows everything there is to know. And loves you fully. Completely. And forever. This light knows all your hopes and desires, your wishes, your dreams. This light supports you fully in all that you plan to do. In this light, at this time, you can set your intention for this new phase, in which you're more guided than ever before, more present, more awake, more able to see what needs to be done and to know when there's nothing to do, and to feel relaxed about all of it. You can set your intention. You can let this light know what's important to you right now. This light knew this before it even came to your mind. This light, your true guiding wisdom, knows more about you than you could ever imagine. You can learn to trust it. As you become more open in your relationship with this light, a relationship built on trust, become more confident in that which you do, in that which you know to be true, in that which you see. You can see more clearly from this place, this elevated, awakened state. And you're looking deep, deep, deep into the heart of you. There, right in the heart of you, you imagine there's a doorway. And behind that doorway, there's a staircase. And when you're ready, you can open the door. You can move up that staircase, step by step, until you come to the top. And it opens out into a beautiful, sparkling, clear space. You're moving up that staircase and moving into the higher frequency of your heart. A very sacred, beautiful place. Take a moment to feel that energy transmission. To receive the higher vibration of your heart. To align more fully. To attune more deeply. And to allow yourself the true gift of yourself. As an ascended, multidimensional being in this light, in this heart space, you're able to communicate through energy and light with all the other hearts that are tuning in at this time. Allow your heart to expand and touch each and every other heart. And allow each and every one of those other hearts to expand and embrace you. The higher frequency of your heart knows exactly how to embrace all of these hearts as one. As this higher frequency of your heart knows that all is one. Allow all of these hearts to surround you, to embrace you. To remind you and to remember that together we are all one. One heart. Allow this powerful heart frequency surround the planet, embracing her, allow the energy of your heart to transmit throughout the waters of this beautiful planet, the frequency of love. Pure, empowered love. and watch it ripple throughout the oceans, the rivers, the streams, the springs, so that every little bead of dew or snowflake or raindrop is held at the same frequency as you, that of love, of oneness, of joy, gratitude. Infuse the waters of this world with your magnificent presence. Breathe in as if every breath you exhale transmits more and more of this potent energy into all of the places where all of the people will walk, where they will quench their thirst, where they will bathe. Let your pure essence be present across the globe. You are one with these waters. These waters are one with you. And as the light of this new moon reflects on the waters of this beautiful blue planet, reflecting this light out into the cosmos, to every star, letting every sparkling star know that you've arrived, that you're here, that you're ready to take your place and transmit this sparkling starlight to the very heart of this beloved planet, so that her heart and the galactic heart are forever entwined. You can dive deep into the deepest waters you can find. Can swim easily, deep, deep, deep. You swim so far and for so long into such depths that you're uncertain whether you're swimming in the ocean or the sky or the cosmos beyond. They all infuse together as one. And the journey is deep, eternal, blissful, beautiful. And you surrender to it all at once. And you allow the energy of such space to support your onward journey with such grace. There's nothing you need to do. Just let go. Just let yourself go. Let the energy support you completely now. as you receive the activation of this time. This is a gateway moment. You are being activated fully with the unique codes that are available to you at this time. Codes of information that are being brought to you by your guiding intelligence. Know exactly what you need right now. Know exactly how to support you to receive in full. And so all you have to do is let go into this space, and everything that you require be brought to you in exactly the right way. It's perfect for you. You have been guided to this deep, deep place to support a transformation of consciousness, both your own and that of humanity, so that we can rise above the triviality, all that's illusory, and instead gain a greater sense of integrity as we move into creating a new world based on trust, on love, on true wisdom and guiding power that comes from this great connection at the heart of everything. It's there to help to propel you forward, propelling humanity forward as we move towards this next gateway. Gateway that will help to open the mind more than ever before, to experience what it truly means to be a multidimensional being, and to embrace all that we are so that we can live at peace with all aspects of ourselves throughout this great cosmos. We are beyond limits, beyond words. It's in the silence and the stillness that all is known. And you can enter into that now, more fully than ever before. Let go. Just let go. Surrender into this flow. Be the light. Let it show you. Support you. Guide you. And start to feel your body rising up, as if the energy is moving you forwards and upwards now, drawing you forth as you're called and you answer that call. You can find yourself on dry land, here on earth, with your feet, walking in the grass. Sky above, earth below. Just wandering, though purposefully, following the call of the heart, knowing there's somewhere that you need to be right now, and allowing this beautiful energy to guide you there. You see others, they're making their way there too. Some of them you recognize. Perhaps energetically, perhaps physically. You know you're with your brothers and sisters in light, ready to congregate this amazing sacred site. You walk, feeling so blessed, knowing that you're ready. That you heard the call, that you're so much more in tune and clearer than ever before, that you know how to follow your heart and to feel its gentle support encouraging you to make the steps at the right time, in the right way, to bring you to exactly the right place, in the right moment, so that you can align, so that you can shine. As you go over the brow of this hill, you see many great stones in lines of this incredible sacred site. Huge rocks, small rocks, all kinds of shapes and sizes, standing in rows all around. You wander between them, wandering, but knowing, certain that there's a place for you here, and that you'll know exactly when you find the perfect rock for you. Allow yourself to wander until you feel so drawn, so called, so at one and at peace with a particular rock that you embrace it as your own, and stand heart to heart with it. There is a rock here on this sacred site just for you. You're aligning with it now, attuning in. Beautiful, sacred moment of connection. As you allow your heart energy to emanate into this rock, it starts to light up, illuminating like a crystal full of light, as if you're activating it. And that's what you are doing, bringing the light of the cosmos right here to earth, transmitting the new frequency of your heart as it's being received by the earth through this rock. the rock becomes translucent, bright, sparkling, an amplifier of this amazing energy that you're bringing to it. You and the rock become one. One light, standing so strong, grounded fully, awakened, open, transmitting and receiving. You have been called. You are taking your place. You are a transceiver of light energy transmission, bringing specific codes of information to this specific geographical point in light at this time. Allow yourself to be all that you can be in this moment. Allow yourself to shine. It is the awakening, the moment of presence, the place in which you are free, fully, to be. See yourself. See how much you can glow. How much light emanates from your heart. From this great structure that you and this rock are now creating together. Reaching up to the heavens above, reaching up to the stars, reaching up and connecting intuitively with one particular star that calls you forth, making the connection fully between that star and this beautiful planet. You are the space through which this energy is being transmitted. The frequency of pure love. There is so much gratitude all around you now. Thanking you for taking your place, for being in this space, for being so full of grace that you can surrender, that you can know, and that you can trust that there's nothing more to do right now than to plug in fully to your power and to amplify this. You are a beacon of light. The celebration of the unity of the oneness of the all. You can remain in this place in light for as long as you feel to, for as long as you feel called. You can be with us at the full moon, fully activated in this way. Adjoining, creating the gateway to serve the planet's ascension. You have been called. You are aligned. You are awakened and ready to remember. You came here to be. Let yourself be. Allow the light to pass through you, to support you, to guide you. You are forever and eternally free. And so it is.
Thank you.